Hello there. Welcome to the Week Daily Podcast. My name is Chris Betts. It is Tuesday, June 23rd. If you're a first-time listener, this is basically like just a fun writing game for me where every day I write topical jokes and I put them out that same day. So everything you're about to hear was written in the last 2 hours. And, you know, I think sometimes it shows. Now, here are today's headlines. The guitar that Kurt Cobain played in Nirvana's famous Live Unplugged album was sold at an auction the other day for $6 million. In a statement, the buyer said, "It's so cool to have bought something that was loved by a guy who would have hated me." In science news, the inventor of the Segway is building factories to mass-produce human organs for transplant. I can't wait to see him yet again make a thing that is inarguably amazing, embarrassing, and lame. Saudi Arabia has said that this year, only 10,000 people will be allowed to take part in the sacred walk of the Hajj to Mecca. That is down from 2.5 million last year. That kind of drop in attendance can only be identified with by Donald Trump and Milli Vanilli. A huge archaeological find near Stonehenge dates back to 2500 BC and may contain clues about the UNESCO site's origins and purpose. Now, this is great news for archaeologists, but it is even better news for the friends of conspiracy theorists. I'm so excited to never hear about George Soros again, and just get back to the good old days of aliens and magic. Thanks, science. Now, yesterday, I spoke about Bubba Wallace finding a noose in his soul before a NASCAR race. Well, in an incredible response, all of NASCAR's drivers and pit crews walked alongside Wallace's car as it approached the start line in a beautiful show of solidarity. Can we please give the movie about this man's life just a pre-Oscar? It's gonna win. It's got everything you need. It's got a black man succeeding in a racist sport. Just when he hits his peak, there's a horrific threat. And then, in the face of the horrific threat, the once racist sport rallies around this man to support him. It's got it all. All it's missing is a Spike Lee track shot and a song by Adele about togetherness. In Canada news, Maclean's magazine has discovered that the shooter in Canada's largest mass shooting was either an informant or an agent for the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. At a press conference, the press agent for the RCMP said, "What? Oh, no!" before running off the stage. Now, this story won't get a lot of traction. You probably won't hear about it because it happened in Canada, and I get that. Hearing big news in Canada is like meeting non-identical twins. All right. Here's a little bit of background on the story. It happened in late April this year. 22 people were killed, and it led to a ban on assault rifles in Canada. Why did we not already have that ban? Why were Canadians buying assault rifles? Canadians need assault rifles like Egyptians need snowshoes. What led to Maclean's figuring out that this man must have been an agent for the RCMP was security footage of the shooter withdrawing $500,000 from a secure facility that he would have needed to be a member of the RCMP to access. $500,000. And people wonder why we want to defund the police. That money could have gone to after-school programs, or a foster home, or another statue of Wayne Gretzky. They paid this man $500,000 to shoot 22 people. I know that wasn't the agreement. At least I fucking hope so. But to put that in context, they have paid me $0 to not shoot anybody. What could he have been doing with that money? Was he some sort of Rumpelstiltskin figure, you know, weaving Canadian dollars into a more valuable currency? Or was it not even for him? Maybe the money was so he could buy contraband in some sort of sting operation, or other words that I've only heard on Hawaii Five-O. Now, we don't know this yet, and we might never know, because the RCMP still won't acknowledge that he was an agent, even though a bunch of cops have gone on record saying that's the only way he could have gotten this money. Now, I don't have a joke for that yet, because I'm still pretty fucking mad about it, but I promise, as soon as I think of one, I will give it to you. That is everything for today. Thank you so much for listening, as always. If you want to support the show, you can do it on ko-fi.com. That's KOFI.com/Chris Betts. Thank you so much to the people who have already supported. It means the world. You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Mr. Chris Betts. That's MR Chris Betts. I will be back tomorrow. I hope you're all doing all right. I'll speak to you soon.